So you've compared your income to your expenses, and you have a negative number. This means that you are spending more than you are bringing in each month, which is not a sustainable place to be in. So in order to get your finances right side up, here are three steps you can and should take immediately to get yourself moving in the right direction.
Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Shiraka. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you're joining us today, I am so glad you are here. In our last episode, we had some real talk about the two most foundational pieces of your financial journey: knowing your numbers, so meaning your income versus your expenses, and the power of defining your priorities. I challenged you to get clear on your priorities, to dream a little about what you want your life to look like, and what you are willing to do to get there. Because while your numbers will tell you the truth of your situation, your priorities are the powerful emotional fuel that will get you through the uncomfortable parts of this journey. They are what turn a sacrifice into a confident, intentional choice. Today, we are going to put those priorities to work. We are going to dive into the three immediate steps you can take to make sure your money is no longer working against you, but is actively helping you build that life you just dreamed up. Okay, so you've compared your income, your salary, any side hustle money, maybe a little extra from selling things on the side, and you've compared it to your expenses, and you have a negative number. This means that you are spending more than you are bringing in each month, which is not a sustainable place to be in. So in order to get your finances right side up, here are three steps you can take immediately to get yourself moving in the right direction. Step number one, stop the bleed. Think of this like your emergency brake. When you realize you are spending more than you make, the first thing to do is put a temporary stop on all non-essential spending. This doesn't mean you have to live in a box and eat ramen noodles for the rest of your life. This means you are pressing pause on any purchases that aren't absolutely necessary, for the time being. I love the analogy of thinking about it like turning off the faucet to a leaking pipe before you can fix it. This step is just about pausing the immediate chaos of water flooding your entire bathroom so that you can sit back and assess the situation in a slightly calmer state of mind. So this might look like eating at home and not grabbing any takeout on the way home, or going to a restaurant for this week. Putting a hold on any new clothes, books, or random online shopping. Pausing any subscriptions you're not actively using right now. Remember, this is not about restriction. It's about giving yourself a moment to breathe and get control. It's a way to immediately create space in your budget and stop that negative flow. Plus, it's a way of saying, okay, I am in charge now. I'm going to take a moment to assess the situation before I make any more spending decisions. You can also think of this as a quick win that can give you a calm, confident feeling about your money right away. Step number two, find the leaks. Once you've stopped the bleeding, it's time to dig a little deeper. The next step is to get crystal clear on where your money is actually going. But try to do it without any judgment. Remember that mental accounting we've talked about? This step is about replacing that with real, concrete information. You're not doing this to feel bad about where you've spent money in the past. You're just doing this to get data and data and numbers themselves are not emotional. Once you have this data, you can use it to create a plan for your future. Now, before you try to use any budgeting apps, I suggest you start with a simple pen and paper or spreadsheet if that works better for you. I also have a free expense tracker on my website that you can download to help you get started. I will link that in the show notes. First thing you'll want to do is pull the last 2 to 3 months of statements from all of the accounts you use, so any checking or credit cards, and go through each one line item by line item and give it a broad category like food, shopping, household, kids' expenses, things like that. Then add up each line item for a category and divide it by the number of months of statements you are looking at. This is a starting point for the average you spend in that area each month. It's also important to note that you are looking at everything here, not just the big bills you pay each month, like rent or your car payment. Usually the leaks are in the seemingly small expenses. Buying lunch every day at work, the quick trips to the grocery store for just a few things, the streaming service that you forgot you signed up for, or stopping at the gas station for an energy drink in the afternoon. These expenses add up so much more quickly than you might realize. Again, this is not about judgment or pointing fingers. The goal here is to just observe. You're simply gathering information. Which leads to step number 3, making intentional cuts. Now that you have all the information, you can make a plan. With your expenses laid out in front of you, you can decide what stays and what goes. This is where you get to align your spending with your values. For example, the streaming service you signed up for on a Black Friday deal last year, you know, the one that lured you in for $1 a month for the first 3 months, but is now costing you $24.99 each month? Is it truly bringing you joy? Yes, we're going to Marie Kondo this. Is it bringing you joy? Or would you rather put that money towards a car repair fund or an extra debt payment each month? While $24.99 doesn't sound like a lot, every penny counts in this situation, and every amount that you can add towards debt is a win. Take a look at all of your expenses with this new critical eye. Does the feeling of having that new item or paying for that service outweigh the feeling of security and confidence that you are looking for? This is the power of knowing your priorities before you start examining your expenses. Before you did this, everything might have seemed important. Now you are likely finding it easier to say no to some things. I also want to note that this is not about saying goodbye to things forever. It's about being deliberate right now. It's also about deciding what is truly important to you right now, today, and making sure that your money is aligned with that. Knowing your numbers and defining your priorities are the foundation. In taking these 3 steps, number 1, stopping the bleed, 2, finding the leaks, and then 3, making intentional cuts, these are the actions you take to start building. This isn't about living a life of scarcity. It's about finding that calm, confident feeling with your money. It's about creating a plan so that you can spend and save with confidence. It's about building a positive relationship with your money so that you can use it as a tool to create the life you want. So go take a look at your numbers, use your priorities to drive your decisions, and work to make your money align with what is most important to you so that you can find that calm, confident space. Because remember, your biggest, wildest dreams are within reach. go make some money moves so that you too can start to experience financial freedom.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.